And I must admit, I love volleyball. I just wish we saw it more. It's normally, was it just during the Olympic Games and Commonwealth Games that we get to see it? Well, we're joined by Sello Mahobela, the General Secretary of Volleyball South Africa. Sello, thanks for joining us. A National Volleyball League, that's exciting.
Yes, it is very exciting, John, and good afternoon to you and your listeners.
Starting
first in its time, yeah. It's an inaugural Volleyball National League. We are excited,
yep.
Yeah.
It's starting next weekend in Durban, right?
Yes, it is starting next weekend in Durban. All nine provinces will be represented. Mm. It's the first of its own kind. And yeah, it's exciting. It's very, very exciting time for volleyball in South Africa.
Is it just going to be for the weekend or is it over a period of time? How's it going to work?
No, the championship itself is going to happen in 4 weekends in succession.
Mm-hmm.
It's starting on the 2nd of March and it will end Sunday, the 25th of March. So 4 weekends in succession will be having both indoor volleyball and beach volleyball taking place in Durban. So the indoor will start on Friday with 12 games being played over a weekend. So on Friday we play 3 games, on Saturday we play 6 games, and on Sunday we play 3 games. But mm-hmm. beach volleyball will take place over Saturday and Sunday, with a total of about 60 games being played for the duration of the league.
So how many volleyball players are there? Like I said, I mean, the only time we get to see it is over those special Olympic Games, and it's always fun to watch the beach volleyball and because it's such a novelty sport. So do we have a number of players?
Volleyball's footprint across the country is very huge. We have volleyball being played in every province. Hence, you are able to see it represented in all provinces. Mm. But basically what happens is in indoor volleyball, you have 6 players playing at that given time inside the court. And in beach volleyball, it's 2 players yeah. playing. But I mean, if you were to speak the footprint of volleyball in the country, speak about 20,000-25,000 people playing the sport.
Sure. Okay.
And with beach volleyball, you have a lot of people playing because other people also play it socially. But competitively, indoor plus beach, you'd have 25,000 people playing across the country.
Yeah, I was in Cape Town recently. I was amazed at how serious people take that beach volleyball on Clifton Beach there. It's quite a thing. You think people just sort of banging the ball around, but they're not really, are they?
No, not really. Look, the beach volleyball is actually gaining momentum. It's quite popular worldwide. Mm. You have people playing it socially and competitively. But beach volleyball at the moment is quite popular, especially the female beach volleyball.
the good thing about beach volleyball, or any volleyball, Sello, is it's really cheap. Or what do you need? A ball and a net. And even then, maybe you're not a net. You just pretend it's there.
Volleyball is one of the cheapest sporting clothes you can get worldwide. I mean, for example, with beach volleyball, you only need net, poles, and a ball to play it socially. But competitively, it's not really a cheap sport because you now need to bring specialized equipment. You now need to bring, you know, a recommended ball by the International
right.
Federation, which is FIVB. And I mean, for an example, an indoor volleyball ball go anything like 800 to 1,000. So you can't really say it's cheap. But if you want to play it socially, you can play it with a ball that is not recommended by the International Federation.
Mm. You're saying it's $1,000 for a ball?
Yeah, anything between 800 to 1,000 for a recommended and approved match ball by the International Federation.
You can get a cheap one from the shops, I'm sure.
Yes, of course, you can get a cheaper one, which goes anything between 100, 200. But how long will it last?
Right.
That should be the main question.
All right, Sello, let's talk more about this league now. You mentioned provinces coming. So have there been teams selected? How was that process done?
Okay. So what has happened is we playing it provincially. So each province would select its best 12 players to come and compete.
Mm-hmm.
For an example, in Gauteng would select their best 12 players, who would then compete with the best 12 players from, you know, Free State. So all 9 provinces have now selected their best 12 players, more like provincial teams, would then compete against each other at the national championship.
Mm-hmm.
So how the league is structured is that for the first 3 weekends, we'll be playing round robin. So each and every province will play against each other. And then on the final weekend, we'll then play semifinals and finals. So the top 4 teams after the round robin will then qualify for the semifinals and finals.
How close are we to having an Olympic hot volleyball side?
You remember that in terms of beach volleyball, we have had previously people representing us at the Olympic Games. In fact, two times we've had, I think, the Olympics of 1992, and I can't remember the other one. We have had teams representing us. So in terms of beach volleyball, South Africa is ranked very high. In fact, we are ranked second in Africa,
okay.
And I think 25th in the world. But in terms of indoor volleyball, that's where we're struggling. Mm. I mean, we used to be second in Africa many, many years ago, but now we've gone down the rankings, primarily because, you know, volleyball is basically we're not as popular as football and cricket, where, you know, most sponsors would come in and obviously invest in the sporting codes. But because of financial constraints, we have not had, you know, a national volleyball league for a longest period of time.
Mm.
So with government coming on board now, we are quite excited. But, you know, with this kind of investment by government, our sport would now, you know, gain recognition and become competitive. We are hoping that, you know, after 3 years, we'll be up there, the rankings, and possibly... Not 2020 Olympics, perhaps 2024. You can qualify for the Olympics.
It's quite a lot of money, Silla, that's been invested by Sports and Recreation. Is that money going to be used wisely, and how's it going to be done?
So the Sports and Recreation South Africa has invested about 10 million over a period of 3 years. So basically, you would have to use about 3 million over 3 million for a year. Yeah. We are hoping that over time, once the sport has gained popularity, we'd have, people coming to invest in the sporting code so that the league itself becomes sustainable.
Right. Now, the big thing with this is this league that's happening is you're going to have it on TV, aren't you?
Yes, we're going to have it on TV. It's going to be broadcast or televised by SuperSport. So... hence, we are saying we're hoping to attract sponsorship and people who want to invest in the sport when it's televised on SuperSport.
And new players as well.
Of course. once, you know, the young kids see it's going to be, you know, volleyball is one of the, like I said, the footprint in the country is big.
Yeah.
You'd go at any town, find people playing volleyball. We are represented in every province. We are represented in every district in the country. It's quite popular.
What I love about volleyball is you don't have to be super tall. You know, when you watch some of those, the Asian players, they're huge, and the men are all really, really tall. But then you've got that one little person who wears a different color jersey. I don't know why. Still haven't worked it out. And it's like the little person that keeps having to run around. That's fantastic. That it doesn't matter what size you are, you can play the sport.
It doesn't really matter what size you are. You can really play the sport. It's not really for the tall players, but you go internationally, you get that. But very tall players. Mm. I mean, it gives you an added advantage if you are very tall and play the sporting coach, but we don't really discriminate against short people. And one player that you see very short wearing a different color, we call him a libero. So basically, he's a specialist defender. So his responsibility is then to defend, you know, pick up balls and so forth.
Okay.
When the big ones hit, he's able to defend quite well. So we call him a libero. He's a very, very special player.
They're close to the ground, you see, so they can get down quicker.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Very, very close to the ground.
Selo, give us details. It's happening in Durban, as you said, from next weekend. Where is the... Obviously, the beach volleyball's on the beach, so where is the indoor stuff happening?
Okay. The indoor volleyball league is basically taking place at the UKZN Westville campus.
Mm-hmm.
The Friday game are starting at 1, but we've got an opening ceremony happening at around 1700 at UKZN with the Minister of Sport, who's going to obviously attend and give us a keynote address. After that, there will be, you know, a volleyball indoor league taking place.
Mm-hmm.
The beach volleyball will be taking place at the new beach, which is South Beach in Durban, starting on Saturday at 9 o'clock, finishing at around 1800 hours. We then have, once everything is done or all the leagues are played, we'll then have a closing ceremony on the 25th of March. at the UKZN Indoor Sports Centre, happening at around 1500 hours. But before then, we'd be having the final of the indoor taking place on the 25th of March at 1300 hours. The good thing is the semifinals and finals of both of indoor will then be televised. Excellent. And then the finals of the beach volleyball are taking place Saturday, the 24th of March at around 1500 hours.
Selo Makabela, thanks very much for joining us. General Secretary of Volleyball South Africa. SAFM